Good morning, Center for Higher Education Advancement.
Hey, is Warren available?
Yes, one moment.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What was that, Jeremiah? Yeah, it worked. Here.
This is Warren Stance.
Hey, good morning, Warren. It's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Zach. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. Do you have a little bit of time to talk now?
I sure do. Can you hold on just a sec?
Absolutely.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Warren.
I'm sorry that I haven't been able to speak with you over the last couple of days, but I certainly appreciate your diligence, your due diligence in following up with me.
No, I understand that you're extraordinarily busy, You know, I just try to get the opportunities where I can.
Yeah. I'm basically needing to generate some working and I guess it's bridge capital, but it's basically working capital.
Sure.
And I'm calling not only, I'm inquiring not only from the standpoint of the operation that I have here, but also, you know, we work with other small businesses through a program that we try to provide some technical assistance. And so, you know, I just kind of wanted to get a feel for who you guys are, what you
sure.
do, what your criteria might be, and before I waste any more of the valuable time that I've wasted of yours, just kind of know up front that if I'm moving in the right direction.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
based off the notes of our initial conversation, I know that you're an educational service. You provide assistance to post-college students, graduate students, and you exist through federal grants and awards. And at that time we spoke, you're looking for like a bridge loan of, it looks like $175,000 because you're waiting on some grants to, help the business. Is it like a buyer or a twice a year type deal that you receive the federal grant money for the business, or is it?
We receive it. We actually are awarded on a 5-year cycle, and then we have it every year, and we get them. But once we get them, then we are in a position to receive on a monthly basis at per request funds needed to carry on various programs. Additionally, we do quite a bit of consulting services that are that's fee based, and we do some training for school districts, and we're paid by the school districts, and then in addition to that, we have some other contracts that we facilitate. One is through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where we provide training to rural farmers and record keeping and
cool.
And through computer based record keeping training. So
it's a
diversity of grants and contracts and other fee based services.
So is your business I guess the question is like technology based. So you're teaching folks that are not as technologically savvy as others, just kind of getting them up to speed, or is there just a bunch of different things going on there?
There's quite a few things. Technology training is one of the training services that we provide. It is not totally and completely what we do, but it's one of the facets of the services that we provide in our education and training.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that you were looking for a bridge loan. Is there a time period in mind that you're expecting you know, the grant money or a disbursement or to be paid?
We would be looking probably by the first of the year. So we would be then looking, trying to bridge our way over the next 2 or 3 months.
Sure. So the way that our loans are structured is they are short-term in nature, typically 3 to 18 to 24 months in length. And they are designed, for one reason, of course, is a bridge loan if you're waiting on a disbursement or to get paid on a project you completed. They're for inventory, things of that nature. Ideally, they are designed for a return on investment, but if you are looking for a bridge loan as well, this might be a possibility for you. They're unsecured, so they are a little more expensive than your typical secured loan. But the trade-off is this. If it is a bridge loan, then it looks like you're probably looking to pay it back early, the loan.
Yes.
So that there are substantial rewards, I guess, for early payment. Depending on the program we can fit the business into, we can forgive 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs we have, it's 5 to 6% of the remaining balance. So there is kind of a trade-off there with the higher cost of the funds themselves. And also, since it is a business loan, you can write 33% of the interest off at the end of the year, so that chips away significantly at the total cost of the loan as well. So there are some trade-offs there. The upside is, you know, we can have funds into your account in 4 to 5 days upon going through all the paperwork. So if there was an immediate need there, we do work at an expedited rate. We'd want to look at a couple things. We have a very straightforward one-page application. We would like to look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements just to verify cash flow, as it is a cash flow-based loan. We lend off of the sales from the year previous, and it looks like you did 1.2 last year. So we could definitely make what you're looking for available, I believe. And also we would look at, the first 2 pages of the most recent business tax return to verify the sales and just ownership of the business. And if you did have any other current working capital loans, that information would be helpful as well for underwriting, so they can just punch everything into our algorithms, and see what would be the best fit dollar-wise and term-wise and all that good stuff.
Okay. So is it possible, and I don't mean to... I always tell people my daddy had 9 children. I'm the slowest of all of them. So, could you send me an email that outlines specifically the documents that you need?
Absolutely.
To facilitate and initiate this effort.
Yes.
And I'll get them back over to you as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. And just another question. I know that. You're waiting on disbursement towards the beginning of the year. So were you looking for a shorter term length loan, or what's the most important thing for you as far as this loan is concerned? Is it the term, the amount?
The most important thing is the term is not as important to me as, getting, and as I'm going back through everything that I'm working on, I may not need as much as I initially suggested that I needed. I know I said about 175, but you know, anywhere from between 75 and 100 might be conducive for me to meet my goals between now and the end of the year.
Sure. So Warren, here's how we work. So we would get you approved for the largest amount possible, and then we can just work our way backwards. So if you wanted to just take 75, that's great. And then you'll have the rest of that, what you're approved for, waiting there. So in essence, it's almost like a line of credit.
Okay.
So you take what you want, and you pay on that. If you need more in a couple months down the road, just come back and let us know, and then we can make the remaining available for you.
Okay. Now, can I ask on another, I'm also working with an entity, it's called Bex Confection, and she is basically
they do a bakery.
It is
okay.
It's really more than a bakery. She has wholesale relationships with with various grocery chains such as Kroger, Winn-Dixie.
So some of the bigger
Albertson,
ones.
Albertson, yeah. She has developed her own line of food and seasoning, and and she's basically, she has been in different stages, integral stages of development. She has had sales over the last couple of years, but they've been kind of on and off. But now she's really into their link. She's been approved and
awesome.
And so, but she's needing some working capital to kind of get things
for marketing.
She's got
some
orders out. Actually, she's got large orders that she has to get out by the end of this month that she's already started working on.
Okay.
And is needing working capital for labor and marketing and advertising and things of that nature. But she doesn't have, a lot of history as it relates to, and you guys may not be the people that get to deal with from that standpoint. So
we do. We do help startups, though. Would you say that she's considers herself a startup? Has she been in business over a year, by chance?
She's been in business more than a year, but her sales, her historical sales, may not be reflective
of
complete years, because she has basically done a lot of holiday sales and now is just now getting into a position where she'll be doing large volumes on a monthly basis
throughout the
entire year.
Okay. Was this initially start out as a side business, so she's doing something else as well?
She was doing, she's done a number of enterprises over the last, but all of it has been food related. She at one time owned a Subway franchise, and also at one time she owned a local bakery in South Mississippi, and now with the ultimate goal was to get to this point where she would be a wholesale distributor to grocery store chains across the region as well as nationally, and she has a national contract with Kroger.
That's exciting.
It's pretty exciting, but it's been a struggle and a challenge for.
Well, Warren, I'm just running some scenarios through my head. So currently, does she have multiple businesses? My idea is this, because our loans are based off of sales for the business. If she has multiple businesses going on, combining those sales together might be able to present a picture to where we could create some capital for her. Does that make sense?
I talk
with business owners all day, and a lot of those folks have multiple businesses, so they will actually combine the sales from most of those businesses together to see what the gross sales were for the year, upping the amount that we could actually lend.
Okay. What would her gross sales, what would she have to be reflected?
I'd say the minimum would be about $10,000 a month. Just being
$10,000 a month.
Yeah, so we're looking at like $100,000 to $120,000.
Over a year's time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So she would have to have shown that in the previous year, or maybe the year if it could be the year prior to that, or
it's actually. The most recent would be, I think, more helpful, because that gives a better snapshot of what's going on currently,
I got you.
But if there's any way that through those multiple businesses, I guess over the past year, to show that there is, solid cash flow there, was there a dollar amount in mind that that would be helpful for her?
Hello?
For the marketing? Oh, I'm still here.
Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Warren? Hello? Warren, are you there? Uh-oh. Crap.